Have you ever found yourself thinking, if I could just get more leads, everything would be so much easier? Or maybe you've convinced yourself that the solution to your business plateau is getting more visible, reaching more people, getting on more podcasts. Today, I'm going to challenge everything you think you know about leads, visibility, and client attraction because this is the uncomfortable truth. Most experts who are struggling don't have a more problem, they have a message problem. And until you fix the message problem, getting more leads and more visibility and even more sales calls won't really solve anything. It's just going to amplify what is already broken. So let me start with what I hear constantly from experts who reach out for those brand message assessments with me. Fabi, I need more leads. If I could just get more people seeing my content, or I just need to get more visible, I need to be on more podcasts or Facebook groups or LinkedIn or go viral on TikTok or whatever it is. And I need more discovery calls if I could just talk to more people. And here's what I always end up asking them. Well, when you do have a bunch of leads coming in, what happens? Like, what is your conversion rate? What does that look like for the calls that you are actually getting right now? And the response isn't always the best one because people's conversion rates tend to be really low. And so the trap here is thinking that more volume is going to solve a conversion problem. It's like having a leaky bucket and deciding that the solution to your water problem is just pouring more water into it. You're not addressing the actual problem. You're just working harder to compensate for it. So what I want to do is talk about what most experts actually mean when they say that they want more leads, because what they're really saying is, I'm not attracting enough of the right people. Because what I see happen all the time is that an expert will tell me that they need more leads, but when I look at their content, they're getting some engagement, right? Like they're getting some of it or a lot of it at times. But when I ask them what happens on those sales calls or DMs, the answer tends to be the same. People are telling them, can you send me more free resources? Or do you have any tips? Or like, let me ask my partner, or this is so helpful, this is what I need. And they're not buying. So these aren't leads, they're content consumers. And there's a really big difference between those two things. A real lead is somebody who is actually evaluating whether they're going to work with you or not, somebody that has recognized that they need professional guidance and is determining if you are the right person for them. Most experts out there are attracting content consumers and calling them leads, and then they're wondering why they're not making more sales. So let's get real. Let's talk about visibility because I constantly hear experts say that they need to get more visible. They need to be on more podcasts and speak at events or like whatever it is, right? Collaborate with more people. And again, I always ask them, visible is what? Because visibility without clear positioning, honestly, is just noise. Like, I really want you to think about this. There are coaches and experts who are incredibly visible. They're posting daily. They're on all of the podcasts. They're speaking at events or going viral, who are barely making any money. And there are experts who are relatively unknown publicly, but have wait lists of premium clients. That's my case. I don't have a massive following, right? But the difference is that that second group is visible to the right people with the right message. They're not trying to be visible to everybody. They're strategic. Visible to their power buyers with messaging that creates demand for their very specific expertise. Visibility without strategic positioning is like shouting into the crowd. Sure, people might hear you, but they have no idea why they should care or what makes you different from the hundreds of other people that are shouting all around you. So honestly, here's what I've discovered after working with hundreds of experts and building my own business is that client attraction isn't really just about volume. Honestly, it's mostly about magnetism. It's not about reaching more people. It's about resonating deeply with the right people. It's not about bringing more leads. It's about better leads. And the foundation of all of these different things is within your messaging. So I want to break down what actually attracts premium clients who are ready to invest. Because the first thing that they need is that very specific problem recognition. And what that means is that instead of speaking to everybody who might have a general problem, you want to speak to a very specific manifestation of what that problem problem looks like for your true ideal client and what they're actually experiencing on a day-to-day basis. So let's say that generic messaging would say, do you struggle with confidence? Whereas power buyer messaging would say, have you noticed that despite being recognized for your expertise, you're somehow invisible when it comes to leadership opportunities? You're the person that everybody comes to for answers, but somehow you're not the one that's getting promoted or invited for strategic conversations. Can you see that how that second version immediately resonates with a very specific person experiencing a very specific problem, right? They're going to recognize themselves instantly when they hear something like that. The second thing that you need is demonstrating your unique perspective, where instead of sharing generic advice that could come from anyone or ChatGPT, you show insights that only come from your very specific experience and expertise. So in this case, generic content would be like, here are 5 tips to improve your leadership presence. But when we're using your perspective and your angle of mastery, you would say something like, here's what I've discovered in terms of working with hundreds of accomplished professionals is that most leadership presence advice fails because it addresses the symptom of how you show up rather than the cause, which is the identity misalignment between your expert self and your leader self. And this is why my authority translation method works, because it doesn't just teach you how to act like a leader. It helps you evolve your identity to essentially evolve or embody true authentic leadership. So obviously that's an example, but as you could see there, that second version really is positioning you as that expert on that very specific issue, not just another person that's sharing leadership or confidence tips. The third thing that we look at is strategic differentiation, where instead of positioning yourself as another option in a very crowded market, you're basically creating your very own category. I feel like when you compete in a category, you would say things like, I'm a business coach who helps you grow your business. But when you create your own category, you would say something like, I specialize in what I call the expertise to empire gap, that very specific challenge that service-based experts face when trying to scale using strategies designed for product-based businesses. My expertise leverage system is built specifically for this unique scaling challenge. So as you can see there, that second version makes you incomparable because you're solving a problem that others don't even acknowledge exists. So let me get real with you about what's probably happening with your business at this very moment. You're very likely creating content consistently, but it's not driving quality leads because it's educational rather than demand creating. So you're getting on sales calls, maybe, but you're spending that whole time explaining what you do instead of exploring fit because your messaging did not pre-sell your value before you got on that conversation. You're trying to increase visibility, but you're showing with the same positioning as everybody else. So you blend in rather than standing out. And essentially, you're working harder and harder and harder, but your revenue is not increasing proportionally because basically you're optimizing the wrong thing. So what I want you to understand is that the problem is not your work ethic, obviously. It's not your expertise, obviously. It's not even your visibility. It's that your message isn't aligned with attracting power buyers who are ready to invest at truly premium levels. So what most experts miss about scaling their businesses is that scaling isn't about doing more of what you're already doing. It's about doing the right things more effectively. If your current messaging is attracting browsers instead of buyers, getting 10x more leads just means 10x more tire kickers. If your current positioning makes you interchangeable with competitors, being 10x more visible just means that you're 10x more ignored. But when you fix your messaging first, when you develop very clear and powerful positioning that attracts power buyers specifically, then increasing volume actually works. Because really, at the end of the day, you're amplifying something that is already really effective rather than just doing more of something that's actually broken. So all that to say that it's very likely that your problem isn't that you need more leads, more clients, more visibility. The problem is that your messaging isn't optimized to attract power buyers who are really ready to invest at premium levels. And until you fix that very foundational issue, all of the lead generation, visibility tactics, and networking efforts that you're putting out there are not going to give you the results that you are expecting or you're looking for. They're just going to keep you busy while your revenue essentially stays the same, which does not make any sense at all. So my friends, I'm actually hosting a live training on November 12th, where I'm going to walk you through this entire process. We're going to talk about optimizing your messaging so that it creates more visibility, attracts more of the right leads, and brings you more of the right clients. I want you to go to fabipaolini.com/more to sign up for this incredible live workshop for free. And make sure, if you haven't by now, that you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and I will see you in another episode. Bye.